This edition of Dan Marcus's Wax Museum starts with a Russian invasion. It was 1944. World War II had about a year left to go, although obviously at the time nobody knew that, when a little baby born in what was then called East Prussia was smuggled across the border by his mother. That boy grew up and eventually got to Canada, and then to the U.S., and then to Los Angeles, where he became an important part of the rock and roll scene. John Kay of Steppenwolf told me the whole story.
I was born at a time when there was still a place known as East Prussia, which belonged to Germany at the time. But it, of course, no longer exists. That area of the world has long been partitioned between Poland and Russia. I lived there for a mere 4 months because as the Russians were coming in, my mother and I, well, in essence, me sitting in her arm, fled from there into a region which was to become East Germany. I lived there for the first almost 5 years of my life. And then my mother and a couple of other relatives and myself, along with some people we did not know at all, escaped into West Germany.
One version of the story has bullets flying around his mother and him as they were sneaking across the border at night. I ask him if that version of the story was true.
Well, yes or no. It's one, as usual, you know, the people tend to kind of flesh things out a little bit. What in fact occurred was that the women and children were separated from the men for the sole purpose that the men were to cross at a somewhat more conspicuous location. Thereby, if they were discovered, they would draw the attention of the border guards and so on and permit the women and children time to make it across the border. As it turns out, that was exactly what developed. We were separated and the menfolk were a mile or two up the border from us crossing. And during the process of our group making it to the other side, we heard gunfire and commotion and this and that. And once we reached the other side, it became quite apparent that none of the men made it. So since we in our little group had no men in the party, we were relatively unaffected in that sense, and made our getaway into the safe interior of West Germany, where I managed to spend the next 9 years or so. And at the end of that stay in West Germany, I stumbled across rock and roll on the Armed Forces Radio Network, American primarily, and came across the enlightening, deep, profound works of Little Richard, who had a tremendous effect on me in the sense that he caused me to, for the first time in my life, to take a serious look at what I wanted to do with my life. And I decided right then and there that irrespective of the fact that I did, of course, speak no English whatsoever and was on the wrong side of the ocean and had no idea about music or whatever, I decided that that was what I wanted to do. So, as luck would have it, within a year after this decision, I found myself in Toronto, Canada, noodling around on a pawn shop guitar, having the early beginnings of what was to come.
And that's the story of the iconic rock and roller who escaped a Russian invasion, made it to America, and whose single, Born to be Wild, now rests in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. John Kay of Steppenwolf. Dan Marcus's Wax Museum is a website, a YouTube channel, and a podcast featuring conversations I've had past and present with artists from rock and roll's formative years. If you like what you hear, if you're a fan of the genre, please share this with your friends, find me on Facebook and Instagram, and click like. And on the podcast and the YouTube channel, hit subscribe to be notified of new episodes of Dan Marcus's Wax Museum. Thank you.